One of my hobbies is that when I meet a straight person and they mention their opposite sex partner, I like to immediately tell them that I have a straight cousin. And then I like to say, you know, whatever you do in the bedroom doesn't change my opinion of you, and I'm still supportive of your lifestyle. It's a super fun hobby.
Coexistence doesn't exist. Heterosexuals just love being troublemakers. When you pay attention to both the gay group and the heterosexual group, notice the heterosexual group always chooses to be the most destructive and violent of the two groups in every way. They destroy the planet, and it's the rainbow people or rainbow family who cleans up after them. We're the environmentalists. We are the ones who brought attention to treating plants and animals with care and respect. We are the more peaceful and harmonious ones with the divine and nature. Shouldn't they be happy with their false storyline about being married with their house and white picket fences? If that group is so happy, then why are they always in our gay business? Why do they strive so hard to make man-made laws and man-made religions directed to be violent and oppressive towards us rainbow people? The most miserable group is always the heterosexuals. They clearly have no life of their own. They couldn't mind their own business if their life depended on it. They are obsessed with us, that is for sure. They hate us because they ain't us. Let's get into some documented facts as usual. A report from the Bureau of Justice Statistics highlights just how common violent victimization is among women, LGB people. Article by Emily Widra, Defining Violent Victimization. The report is based on data from the National Crime Victimization Survey, an annual survey collected by the U.S. Census Bureau. The survey asks respondents about experiences of violent crimes regardless of whether these crimes were reported to law enforcement. For the purposes of this data source, violent crime includes threatened, attempted, or completed occurrences of rape or sexual assault or robbery, aggravated assault, and simple assault. The National Crime Victimization Survey collects data on people aged 12 and older. Violent victimization of LGB people, lesbian, gay, and bisexual individuals experience violent victimization at rates far higher than their straight counterparts. Lesbian and gay people experienced 44 victimizations per 1,000 people, which was more than twice the victimization rate of straight people, 19 per 1,000 people. Here's an article from Karen Franklin's titled, The Roots of Homophobia. Inside the Mind of People Who Hate Gays. Assault on Gay America. A forensic psychologist, Karen Franklin's dual interest in psychology and the law brought her to question the roots of anti-gay hate crimes. Her interviews with predators and with San Francisco Bay Area college students provide badly needed empirical data on the nature and extent of negative reactions to gays. During the course of my research, I came to conceptualize the violence not in terms of individual hatred, but as an extreme expression of American cultural stereotypes and expectations regarding male and female behavior. Heterosexism is not just a personal value system. It is a tool in the maintenance of gender dichotomy. In other words, through heterosexism, any male who refuses to accept the dominant culture's assignment of appropriate masculine behavior is labeled early on as a sissy or fag, and then subjected to bullying. Similarly, any woman who opposes male dominance and control can be labeled a lesbian and attacked. The potential of being ostracized as homosexual, regardless of actual sexual attractions and behaviors, puts pressure on all people to conform to a narrow standard of appropriate gender behavior, thereby maintaining and reinforcing our society's hierarchical gender structure. So here are some of my opinions and thoughts. And, you know, my personal observations, I've noticed that melanated or ethnic people within the heterosexual group are the absolute worst towards us gay people. They are the ones who have the strongest reputation of being the most hateful and violent above everyone else, is the truth. And here are a few countries and their man-made laws that are violent and oppressive against gay people. And of course, the number one countries and locations are going to be melanated ethnic countries, continents, locations, areas, places, destinations, whatever you want to call it, but the melanated group of people are the worst. So here we go. We already know Jamaica is going to be on, but here we go. Algeria, one of their laws is any person guilty of a homosexual act shall be punished with a term of imprisonment of between 2 months and 2 years and a fine of between 500 and 2,000 Algerian dinars. Cameroon, whoever has sexual relations with a person of the same sex shall be punished with imprisonment from 6 months to 5 years and fine of 20,000 to 200,000 francs. Ethiopia is another location. Gambia, imprisonment for 14 years. Heterosexuals, it makes no sense. How are you that interested in other adults' private lives? Again, I'm gonna say it. Heterosexuals are the most fucking miserable groups of people. Yes, I said that, and I'm saying it again and again and again and again. Get a fucking life. Of course, I know that not every single heterosexual is this way, and that should go without saying. This is an episode focused on who this applies to. So again, I should not have to say, I'm not talking about the allies. I'm not talking about, that should go without saying. So again, this episode is for those who this applies to. If it don't apply to you, then it shouldn't bother you. Again, I have a question for the heterosexual groups. Why are so damn miserable? Your self-hatred is your business. That has nothing to do with us gay people. Deal with your own self-hatred. Grow the fuck up. Yes, I said that. And that is the end of this episode. Coexistence doesn't exist. Gay people, we already won. Let's keep rocking. Let's keep knocking them out. And yes, I said that as well. Oh, and let me not forget, recent news, as of February 26, 2023, Uganda President, whatever his name is, has signed the anti-gay bill into law. Anyone caught practicing homosexuality in Uganda will face life imprisonment. According to the United Nations, Uganda is among 77 countries that criminalize gay and lesbian practices. Melanated people, the ethnic group of people.
Respect lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people.
Respect African societies and their values. If you don't agree, you just keep quiet. Let's manage our society the way we see. If we are wrong, we shall find out by ourselves. Just the way we don't interfere with yours.
Do you personally dislike homosexuals?
Of course, they are disgusting. What sort of people are they? How can you go? I never knew what they were doing. That's how I've been told recently that what they do is terrible.